I'm Craig Robertson.
I'm Kaywan Williams.
And we're here at Charles Dickens to teach the kids how to play flag football.
Go Browns!
It's very important, you know, with all of you guys being in second grade, knowing the importance of having fun, running around, walking, playing football. And me and K1 are gonna show y'all a little bit about what we do on Sundays and every day throughout the week playing football. So teaching you guys flag football and showing you guys how to play 60.
Blue team! Blue team!
Play. This is not territory, all right? Listen.
All right. So go right down the middle.
Football is, you know, it's great, but it's even better when you got teammates, you know, and you guys are a good group of kids, and it's better, like, everybody have fun, and laugh, have a great time, man. That's the best part of playing football and playing 60, is just being amongst your friends and just having a good time.
Football on three. One, two, three, football!
What's up, Dog Pound? Joel Batonio here in Ohio City at Mitchell's Ice Cream. They're going to show me how to make some flavors. Let's go check it out.
Hello, Joel.
Hey.
Welcome to Mitchell's.
I'm excited to be here, man.
Our kitchen and shop on West 25th Street. We're excited to have you.
I know my hands are getting messy in this one.
We're really thrilled to have you here. My brother Mike is waiting for you in the kitchen right now.
Awesome.
So if you're ready, I'll take you back.
Let's get started.
Well, you are now in the Mitchell's kitchen. This is where we make all of our ice cream, do all of our baking, prepare all of our fresh fruits and sauces. Everything happens right here in this room. And actually, we're in the middle of an old theater. This is 95 years old and was built as a live theater with the stage at that end. Now the theater is ice cream making.
This old theater here is a pretty cool place to work. I think I would enjoy working here. Yeah. What would you say right now is your most popular flavor?
Well, vanilla bean is by far our most popular flavor.
Do you guys have like a suggestion box, you know, for different flavors and stuff like that?
We do.
Really?
We have a suggestion box. So we look at every suggestion. We take every suggestion seriously. Like I said, I'm not really keen on putting meat in the ice cream, but
yeah,
that comes in there once in a while.
That's a little scary. I wouldn't be sure of that either.
So, Joel, what are we going to do today?
I'm a huge fan of the butter pecan and cookies and cream. Those are like my two favorite. So I'm wondering if we can do some sort of mashup with those two in there somehow.
I love it. And why don't you mix in some milk and cream and sugar with the rest of those ingredients.
We're pouring it all in?
Please do, yeah. All ice cream starch is a liquid. And you freeze it into a frozen, semi-frozen state, like
right.
A thick milkshake.
Right.
So go ahead and pour it in to our freezing machine over here. We call this a batch freezer. It freezes one batch of ice cream at a time.
So this is like the thing I have camping, the little gyro ball I went camping, and I had to shake for 30 minutes to get my ice cream. It does this in like 3 minutes.
That'll wear you out.
Yeah, right.
It makes you work for ice cream.
Yeah.
This one, we have electric motors and an electric compressor here that do all the major lifting for us.
Awesome.
So Joel, while this is freezing, we're going to break up some Oreo cookies. So I break them up like this in my hand.
That's it.
All different size pieces.
Yeah.
Done.
So you take two?
I take two. You could probably take more than two yourself because
we're going to try two. I don't want to ruin anything that's going good here. This is my dream job, breaking up Oreo cookies right here.
If I was doing this
at home right now, I probably would have consumed about 10 of these already.
Well, at Mitchell's, you're allowed to eat as much ice cream as you want while you're working.
Is that true?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
And you do not get sick of ice cream. Joel, this is telling us, that beeping is telling us that it's time to take this out.
All right.
Hey, as this is coming out, you're going to want to pour in some of these cookies that you crushed and some of these pecans.
Okay.
You want to make sure you get plenty of pecans. Every bite of your ice cream, you want to have some of the goodies.
Yeah.
We'll do a little mixing. Joel, it looks beautiful, but how does it taste?
That's really good. I'm excited what we have here. Give it a try yourself.
Okay.
You get the butter pecan, but then you get the Oreos mixed in.
I love it. I would never put Oreo cookies in my butter pecan. I think you just invented a new ice cream flavor.
Oh, man.
This is going to be...
Let's hope so.
This is going to be your second career.
Ice cream.
After the Browns, it'll be...
I'm going to call Mitchell's when I'm done.
Come on. That's right.
Awesome.
We'd love to have you.
Thanks for coming in, Joel.
Hey, thanks for having
me. This is a lot of fun.
Awesome experience here, guys.
Good luck in San Diego.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
Here's your ice cream.
Oh, gift right here, man. It was an awesome experience here at Mitchell's. I mean, I've never had better ice cream. This place is awesome. Anytime I have a meal down here or I'm at home, I make a meal, I always come out for ice cream, I go to Mitchell's. It's an awesome place.
You've got a lot of ice cream that you're going to have to work on there.
I'm excited. Hopefully the coaches don't see this.